3 years in its planning, and it's really about looking at how in the theatre we can reach beyond our buildings and make new relationships with new audiences and take the best of our work into the heart of the community rather than expecting people to come into our buildings. I think it's the first, as far as I know, this is the first time a major theatre has engaged in such a process. I'm going to talk a little bit about what this is going to be, how it's come about, and then if you have any questions, please feel free to ask them. On the 3rd of March, we will be starting performances in this space. And we will be, we programmed 6 months of work here. We're planning on being in this space for a minimum of a year, and this programme of Theatre Local will be going on for at least 3 years. We are starting with a revival of Debbie Tucker Green's brilliant play Random, which we did in the court in 2008. Then going on a national tour. We're going to be here for 3 weeks with wonderful Soroka Davis, who's sitting here performing. We'll then be bringing a real range of our work from the theatre upstairs, 3 other shows, Disconnect by Anupama Chandraseka, The Empire by D.C. Moore, and The Spur of the Moment by Annie Rees. And these 3 plays are, they take place in very, very different worlds. Disconnect in a call centre in Chennai, India, The Empire in Afghanistan, Spur of the Moment in suburban Surrey. More than 70% of the tickets will be on sale the week of the show. The auditorium seats between 75 and 80. We're thrilled to be in this particular place. We went for a long discussion and exploration about what the best kind of space would be in order to connect with different audiences. And the Eiffel Castle Shopping Centre is one of the few shopping centres that feels like it's part of a community. It's a very alive place. It's owned by a community. There's a wide variety of different shops, from independent shops to chain stores and to small stores. And it's used by one of the most diverse communities in Europe. Now, you might be thinking, well, why can the Eiffel Castle does have one of the best theatre buildings in the country, if not the world? Why would we want to leave and come out of that to a shopping centre in South London? There are 2 real strands of thinking behind this project. The first of those is to do with audiences and the acknowledgement that we are in Sloane Square, in the richest borough in Britain, if not Europe. And that affects how people come into the theatre and relate to the plays that we do on stage. If you're walking past Tiffany's, Hugo Boss, all of these shops that are our neighbours, it affects the relationship you have with the work you see on stage. And there's no doubt that buildings can be an obstacle to the relationship between audiences and the work that we want to put on in the theatre. In fact, I think that there are many, many people, and I think this was proven by having done a short run of a play just across the way here in 2008, that there are many, many people who are willing to engage with the theatre, but don't like the idea of going into a theatre building, find it intimidating, find it not in their orbit. And the relationship between the building, its environment, and an audience is something that we've been really aware of, and we work very, very hard to try and get around. But there are a number of people who just will not come to Sloane Square. We feel that those people should have the opportunity to connect with the best of our work. That's one of the reasons. The other is an artistic reason. And we have been exploring for the last 3 years, I suppose, ways of disrupting traditional relationships between audiences and theatre artists. So we've done shows in the theatre downstairs, Joe Judy downstairs, where we change the relationship between the audience and the performers. Wig Out, My Child, these are shows where we completely reconfigured the space and made it a space that was unpredictable, but the audience were implicated. We've also done shows, we did a show in a caravan at Sloane Square. I did 2 shows in the bar by Mark Ravenhill, and we did Mike Bart's contraptions in our office space. And all of these are really about acknowledging that the physical relationship between audience and performers needs to be considered and thought about when shows are put on. And it affects the quality of the engagement. between the artist and the work. And you cannot underestimate the effect of the relationship between the audience and the piece of work in defining what the work actually means, i.e. I believe it is as important who you're sitting next to in an auditorium as what you're seeing on stage. That the meaning of a play can change if you are in a particular audience that relates to that work in a particular way. And that's crucial. And that's another reason why we're here. So let's just talk a little bit about how this came about. In acknowledgement that we wanted to explore putting our work on in other parts of London, we started initially looking at theatre spaces in other parts of London, and then moved on to discussions about, well, if we took it out of theatre spaces, where would we go? We kind of quickly discarded the idea of going into industrial spaces, which felt a bit like a cliche, and often those spaces are in very remote parts of London, which aren't in the heart of the communities, and you have to make the extra effort to go there, so in the end, pretty much doing the same as you would do in the Bay in the Sloane Square. And then we got very excited about the idea of shopping. Shopping is the number one pastime in the UK. It's something we all have to do whether we want to or not. And shops are in the hearts of communities. They're places that are used regularly. And we started thinking about, well, where would the ideal place be? And we came up quite quickly with the idea of coming here to open a castle for the reasons that I've said. We approached St Modwen, the owners, who've been fantastically supportive of this whole venture, and began a discussion with them. And we brought Levi David Adai's play, Oxford Street, which was also set up shop here for a week in 2008, and it was an amazing experience for everyone involved. We kept the blinds open so that people passing by could watch the show through the windows and get excited about the show being prepared. And the relationship between the stage, between what was going on, well, it wasn't even a stage, between the actors and the audience was electric and unlike anything I've ever experienced. And that really excited us about coming back here in a long-term relationship. So we began the discussions with St Modwen. And we're also thrilled that Bloomberg have supported this project, which they've agreed to do for 3 years, which is just fantastic. And we needed that extra money because we don't have the resources to put our, you know, we're very restricted to putting shows on in Sloane Square, but it's with those two partners that we've been able to make this happen. And it was a question of what kind of space, and this unit came up. It's not dissimilar in size to the theatre upstairs, as you can see. And we will be doing unplugged productions. So there won't be much of a set, because you can't get much set into this space. It will be quite stripped back, quite basic productions, at low ticket prices. We hope in the future to actually generate work here. This first season is really about recreating work, transferring work here, but we hope to actually generate shows here and maybe take them back to Sloane Square, or maybe they will just live in the space. We might be able to perform in other parts of the shopping centre, and the Theatre Local project is not necessarily confined to Erford Castle. It's really about taking work into communities around London. But this is a fantastic start for us.